And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric Reinert.
This is the theme song to Bob's Burgers on Fox.
Bob's Burgers?
Bob's Burgers. Don't you like burgers?
I'm getting hungry. I like In-N-Out.
I'm getting hungry.
Who likes In-N-Out? Raise your hand.
I love In-N-Out.
How about Five Guys?
That's a burger or burger.
Yeah, this is good. And, of course, we have in studio the Motown Miracles, two of the members in studio. And, of course, that Cordell Conway and Melvin Bridges. And, of course, on the line, Sydney Justin and Carrie Justin.
And they're blowing up our meerkat, by the way.
What do we got now?
It's amazing. We're way over a thousand. We've got thousands of people watching us on meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment because they want to see these very talented guys here in studio.
Wow.
And we've got more on camera, too.
More on camera, too. Voices are gorgeous.
Oh, wow. That is that's a compliment. I think we should leave. Okay. Now, anyway, so let's get back to one of the questions I was going to ask, and let's start with Cordell Conway about how you got into the Miracles and how in disbelief you were that way. You're part of, like, a legendary group that who can get into the Miracles?
Listen. I was working one evening doing this show with a famous jazz artist, Dennis Rowland, a great artist around, one of the greatest jazz artists. Anyway, I was singing on the stage, singing "Papa Was a Rolling Stone," right? And so, and then they called Sydney up, and Sydney sang, I think he sang "Ooh, Baby, Baby," and turned it out. He, you know, of course, he said he was the Miracles. I'm going, "Yeah, Miracles, yeah, yeah. He ain't with the Miracles. He ain't with the Miracles, you know." And so he said, "Hey, man, you want to sing with us?" I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, man, why don't you come in and try out?"
Oh, yeah?
And so he was telling me what he was doing. I said, "Oh, all right." And well, basically, to make the story short, I went, I got the job, and then I asked Mel to sing. And hey, we've been working it ever since. And hey, it's difficult singing with them. They don't play. It's great. Hey, we work hard.
Yeah, and yeah, Melvin, how do you feel about, I mean, you never thought this was even possible, right?
No, you know, I live here in the Phoenix area, and I've been playing at, like, places like The Sanctuary. I don't know if you've been familiar with it. You know, mostly the resorts. And this guy calls me, "Hey, Mel, you know, Miracle's looking for a first tenor. You interested?" And I was like, "Yeah, right, sure." Yeah. He says, "The Miracles?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "Well, here, you need to talk to this guy. His name is Sid Justin." And so I guess I called and went over, and I'm still here.
Wow. And it's been, for you guys, what, 3 years?
Yeah, so 3.5 years.
So you're doing something right, for sure.
It's tough. Try.
Yeah, but it's you know, it's like going to a football training camp.
Yes.
Well, that's where Sydney comes in, and probably Carrie. Sydney, let me ask you a question. Of course, you were pro, you and your brother, pro football players. And so the question I have is, what are the similarities that it takes to make it in the pros to make it in such a great legendary group? What are some of the similar qualities?
Well, like you said, it's pros. You got to be a professional. Being a pro in football is different than being a college player in football. Different than being a high school player. And being a pro in the music business is different than being a pro or being just an average, you know, singer or average musician. Being a professional takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of work, and a lot of ethic, a lot of work to put into this project. If you're going to do a professional project and be on a professional level, you've got to be willing to put in that work. If you're not willing to put in that work, then you're not considered a professional. Just because a person makes money somewhere doesn't mean they're a professional. Just because someone gets paid to do a show doesn't make them a professional.
And you know? I mean, that's well said, and it's great for the listeners to hear that too, because And wow, that sounded somebody like clapped. Horace and Bucky. What was that?
That's true.
Oh, was it? Oh, that is so cool. And but let's talk about that a little bit, because I think that's well said. Is the behind the scenes? How long do you? How many? How often do you practice? And how many hours? And how do you get it perfect like you guys do, Sydney?
Well, you know, you're right. It takes hours. It takes hours of rehearsal time. And it also takes commitment, which means that it's not just doing those rehearsal times that you're putting in these hours, but you're putting in these hours in your own time as well. So it's not a matter of working with the group or with the band, but it's also a matter of working with yourself and being prepared for the upcoming opportunities that are available to us in this particular genre of music.
And that totally makes sense. Now, when you met both Cordell and Melvin, do you know right away that they're going to fit in? I mean, there's a lot of talented people out there, right, Sydney? But
you need
someone that not only incredibly talented, but someone that has that chemistry that fits in the group. Describe that a bit for us.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's not just talent. It's a combination of many attributes. Attitude. Yeah, Carrie was saying, you know, you got to have the right attitude.
Yeah.
You said the right fit. You know, the right fit doesn't just mean talent. It means everything. It means you have to have commitment, integrity. You have to have things that come along with being a good person. For us, you know, we pride ourselves on our Christianity. And that Christianity goes across the board. It's not just in church. It's on stage. It's in our real lives. You know what I mean? So that has a lot to do with the attitude that we bring into this project. And when it comes to talent, you know, as far as Cordell and Mel, those guys they deserve to be where they are. They worked hard. They
nice.
Worked really hard. They worked really hard to accomplish what they have so far, and it wasn't easy, and they'll tell you, it definitely wasn't easy.
It's not easy.
And they made a commitment I'm at a golf event for Friends of Freedom, which is an organization for veterans.
Got you.
It's a little loud out here, but I'm trying to keep it down. But you know, Cordell and Mel, they've come in and they've been a great addition to the group. We're working hard. Everybody is happy about the results that we've seen. When you come to the show, Dave, I know you're coming to the show.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
And so when people see us perform, they see the work that we put into it. They can see that it's not just, you know, an average act. We're professional. We're professionals, and so with that professional attitude, you know, it comes hard work.
No question.
You can't expect to get out of something unless you put something in it. And if you put enough into it, the achievements that you get out of it, the rewards that you get out of it are great. And so Cordell and Mel have done that. They've come along in the past 3 years, and they've become a part of this institution, and they're doing an excellent job right now. And there are four Navy pilots flying over around 100 yards from our head.
Oh no, Navy pilots! Well, let's play a part of a tune and see who remembers this one. And
everybody.
I think everyone will. And here we go. Oh, an ad. Okay, this brought to you by Breakthrough Entertainment. And here we go.
Oh, yeah,
yes. Right? Another good one. Here we go. Feel free to join in and sing live here in studio. Of course, this is a great song. Hey, this is cool in the studio here. We're rocking out here, dancing.
I'm on a radio interview right now.
Oh, here we go. Cordell's up there. Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Oh, we got this on camera. He's Oh, you're doing good. There we go. Oh, there we go. We're getting a private live performance here live, 1480 AM. KPHS. All right, and that is Tears of a Clown, of course. Another great number one hit. I mean, it just... very nice. So many great hits out here. And we only have like a couple minutes left. So let's again say where this is. It's Celebrity. Oh, we got 3 minutes. Celebrity Theater this Thursday, the Thursday after the Republican debate. So once you see the Republican debate on Wednesday, you go to the Celebrity Theater to recuperate.
To feel better.
Yeah, to feel better. With,
get yourself into the right frame of mind.
Yeah, no doubt. With the great Motown Miracles Celebrity Theater. At what time does it start about, do you think? Yeah,
7 o'clock.
Yeah. And
doors open at 6.
Yeah, so, and you said veterans, they get in free?
Yeah, veterans are free, but they have to get their tickets in advance.
Amazing. Gotcha. It's tickets in advance for veterans.
And by the way, the other tickets, they made it really simple for everyone because they wanted this to be a success, and it's really all about the veterans. So all the proceeds that come in are going to the Marine Corps League.
Oh, nice.
So the tickets are $20. For non-veterans.
Okay, so $20, and that's incredibly really more than reasonable, and for great cause. There's no question about it.
And that theater doesn't have a bad seat because of the stage.
Great seats. Right. So, yeah.
And this is a show you do not want to miss. Not just the music, but the visuals on stage. Yeah.
There's no question. I can't believe the 40 minutes went this quickly, or 30 minutes. What was it? 40 minutes. But we'd love to have you guys in studio again. So if you're not touring.
Because we're in town,
we're definitely going to do that because this touches my heart and what you're doing, and not only the professionalism, but the compassion you're showing for a great cause it's just off the charts. And appreciate all of you.
I just want to say oora oora and simplify to all you Marines out there.
That's right. That could be another hit song instead of ooh baby, oora, oora. Okay. Sydney, Carrie, thank you so much for calling in. We're going to have you in. I'll see you Thursday. Cordell, Melvin, thank you so much for coming in. This has been one of our finest shows.
Wow, and if you could catch a replay on breakradioshow.com, and we'll see if we can post this video as well, because, amazing.
Meerkat, it is awesome.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Fall TV Preview. Yeah. This is Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Fox. Next week, it's Breakthrough Entertainment's Everest show.
Everest?
We're going to climb a mountain.
I'll be filming you from a helicopter.
Are they going to rename that one, too?
This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. Stay tuned for Real Hockey Talk coming right up.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Hey.